Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're at Breitbart.com. And I'm going to cover this more after the break, but here's the article. Panetta, international permission trumps congressional permission for military actions. Actually, that's, I'm not criticizing Breitbart's site, but that's not even as bad as the quotes are. They say Congress has nothing to do with it, and it's international permission is where they get the authority. This isn't Obama saying I'm a dictator. He says the UN's my boss. Now, there are 850 comments on this, and there's similar comments at Infowars.com, but we're crawling with COINTELPRO and people, you know, trying to cause infighting. But here it is. 850 comments. During breaks, I've gone through about 100 of these. Almost every one of them, if you scroll down a little bit there, says, Panetta needs to be arrested immediately. He has breached his responsibility to our Constitution and is a direct threat to the nation. As any terrorist, this man is a criminal. Death to tyrants. That's an old saying going back to Rome and the founding fathers. So are the rest of his administration. The entire administration is a bunch of traitors and enemies of this country. I'm reading you quotes here. How about our military that just sits there and lets us poor Americans pay and watch our Constitution go up in flames? How about you get up and speak out? I guess you are. I cannot believe that I'm reading this. For the record, I'm an active duty officer. Look at this. Number one, Leon Panetta was telling the senior senator, a senator, that Congress has absolutely no voice. That's right. See, the headline's wrong. We don't need an article saying. They tell him, you have no voice. That's what they say. This officer gets what they say. It's unbelievable. They're not even playing patty cake with the little idiot senators anymore who've been already engaged in treason. They're all involved, too. What do they expect's going to happen? Where do they think this road leads? Senators were actually having to catch their breath. This is so amazing, and it's not even a news issue. Well, number one, Leon Panetta was telling the senator that Congress has absolutely no voice in the president choosing to go to war. Congress has a voice in sustaining a war, not initiating one. Point being, that Barack Obama can choose just like Bush to go to war without congressional approval. See, this poor officer doesn't understand that that wasn't even before. That was how they told them all that. Congress has to direct it. Now, Congress passed laws that if we were attacked suddenly, the president could respond in those circumstances. But that's still congressional control. If we are to stay in active combat over a period of time, I believe 90 days, Congress has to approve further operations. Yeah, that's the War Powers Act. This is important as Leon Panetta is the president's liaison for combat. If Leon Panetta says we need to unilaterally go to war with Syria, Obama can say go. Mr. Sessions doesn't get a say, at least not at first. And then it goes on. So the military, that person's not fully understanding it. Congress did give Bush approval for both Iraq and Afghanistan. Look it up. So now they're explaining that. And they did. But it wasn't a proper declaration. People argued, well, now they won't even get an authorization. Now that's happening. And then it goes on here with people saying, you know, the Constitution's being shredded before our eyes. It goes on to say the top brass of the military are just as corrupt as anyone in politics. It's all about power and prestige, and most anyone above the rank of 08 looks only into ensuring their retirement and future in government. And it just goes on here. So forever they tried to train people that, oh, you know, the president can launch a war without congressional approval, which is total treason. Now they're saying, oh, he gets it from the UN. Read the Constitution. That's why whenever America was attacked in the past, you had to get a declaration of war. But then Korea, Vietnam, right through, it just became Gulf of Tonkin resolutions, a resolution of force. And then the power started drifting to the president. And the globalists always wanted that so the president could be a foreign puppet and engaged in puppeteering our military. And this is it. So now they're going to teach the military, not only does the president launch wars without Congress, well, why is there even a Congress? Now it's the president launches it because the UN's our boss. And you're going to see the military come out, the brass, and say, that's right. We just saw it in Congress.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I struggle for the proper words to describe what's happening. If you just joined us, multiple senators and House members like Representative Jones have come out and said that this is unconstitutional, that it violates the Constitution, and that it's a usurpation of our republic and an impeachable offense. It goes beyond an impeachable offense. It is a treacherous war against our republic. I was reading from the Encyclopedia Britannica earlier on crossing the Rubicon by Julius Caesar, that it was an act of war prescribed in Latin as coup d'etat, when he declared that he was over the military forces of the city-state that ruled the empire. That was January 10th, 49 B.C. Now, last year, and I have the date here in the article by Paul Joseph Watson, Obama sent a letter to Congress when they said, you have to get approval. And he said, "I do." You can read it. You can read the letter. Link to it right here. On InfoWars.com, on WhiteHouse.gov, he said, I don't need congressional approval. You don't have authority over the presidency. I get my authority from the United Nations. And members of the House sued him over it, 10 members. This is a coup d'etat. And the brass came in and the Secretary of Defense came in and they said international permission is where we get our authority. They didn't just say the president is a dictator. They didn't just say that. They said, we get it from the United Nations. Now, I want to hear from active duty, National Guard, Marines, Army, but I really want to hear from officers. And by the way, I'm online on big news sites that are starting to report this, where they're like, oh, there's a battle between Congress and the president. It's a political debate about who runs the military. If there's no debate, and I'm seeing the comments going, I'm an Army officer, I'm an Army captain, I'm a Marine Corps colonel, and I'm telling you this is illegal. Let me read to you what Congressman Jones said. And we're going to go to Paul Watson and then the military calling in. The toll-free number for active duty. What do you think we should do about this? This is an open coup against America, like we're some third-world country. But it's a bunch of lawyers going, it's not the military seizing the Congress. They just walk in and say, we now just do whatever the UN says in NATO. And the senator's like, I'm having trouble catching my breath. I mean, the senators are actually going, huh? Because they know these wars were launched last year without approval that's illegal and treason. But now they're being told it's for the UN. And they're going, huh? Let me catch my breath here. Because I was watching this morning. I didn't see this last night. And I had trouble talking. And I guess for the average American that only cares about whatever football game or basketball game's on, I guess I am bad because I'm like, oh, you don't want the UN running the military? It's no big deal. I've been to so many urban warfare drills where they've got our troops trained with foreign troops for operations here in America, and now they admit they'll use troops from 15 nations here, NLE 09 and other documents, to deal with, quote, civil insurrection and political dissonance. FEMA is hiring internment specialists for the U.S. for political dissidents. It's all admitted. And this is like a minor footnote. I've got the New York Times today going, there's a little fight between the legislative and executive about who runs wars. No. There's not a fight about that. That was settled when the country was founded. It's Congress. This is beyond that. They're saying the U.N. and NATO call the shots. Do you understand? Just like Michael News saying, 15 years ago, why am I under U.N. command over here? Why is a U.N. officer commanding me? It was fundamental. People are like, oh, whatever, let the U.N. command you. Now you see where it leads, and everything they've done is to get us ready for this. Folks, if they can do this, they can do anything. Have you not? That's why courts are ruling they can come in your house without warrants, download your cell phone without warrants. I mean, it's all happening. The toll-free number to join us for military personnel out there. I want to hear what you have to say to this. I mean, you've got to speak out. You've got to write letters. You've got to shoot YouTube videos. You've got to go public. You've got to march. Your country is under attack from within. Enemies foreign and domestic. Our republic is openly, they're declaring it. It already happened, but now they're declaring the UN gives the president orders. Go read the quotes on Infowars.com. Go watch the video. I'm going to play it after I take calls. Breaking news. Representative Jones puts Obama on notice. Walter Jones, Congress, North Carolina, 3rd District. In the House of Representatives, this is from his website. Mr. Jones submitted the following concurrent resolution, which was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. In fact, guys, dig this bill up for me. Chris has got it. Put it on screen for folks. It's the 112th Congress, 2011-2012, h.con.res.107ih. This is like defibrillators on the heart of the Republic. It's in cardiac arrest. Blah, get them in there. The military speaking out. That's your duty. The Republic, the Constitution, is being openly stomped and desecrated in front of you. You've got to say no. This is it. And the reason we speak out now, we've known this has been happening for a while, but now it's so brazen, it's actually got Congress out of their coma for 5 seconds. Now, let me read to you what Congressman Walter Jones said. I think he was on a few years ago. Concurrent resolution expressing the sense of the Congress that the use of offensive military force by the president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress constitute an impeachable high crime. High crime, folks. You know what a high crime is? You know what they do with a high crime? You know what they do for treason? This is from the House member. Hope his plane doesn't blow up. Hope he doesn't slip on a banana peel. We've all got to stand up together. I'm doing it. Jones is doing it. Is it only the Joneses around here and the Pauls around here that are men? Where are you, military? Where are you when the country is going to hell in a handbasket? You better believe I'm risking my life right now. Expressing the sense of the Congress that the use of offensive military force by a president without prior and clear authorization of an act of congression of Congress constitutes an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Whereas all these military, I see debating on the sites whether or not that they can do this. This isn't even about the president launching an attack if we're hit. Congress has given them that authority so they don't have to call Congress in. And people said that was dangerous. See where it leads. This is the president saying, I follow the UN and NATO. Okay? In fact, Jones doesn't even get it. It's worse than that. It's a foreign coup d'etat. That's why the president isn't allowed to do this stuff, because they could get an agent in. And they have. Oh, man. Whereas the cornerstone of the republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war, the cornerstone of the republic. That's right. The cornerstone of the republic. I'm going to say that again. The cornerstone. Founding fathers said that. And I'm reading military brass debating whether Obama can do this. How brainwashed. All you got to do is go read Constitution, dummy, that you swore an oath to. The good news is most of the military is awake. 9 out of 10 comments from the military I'm reading are just like totally awake. Whereas the cornerstone of the republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. Let me say that to the military again. The cornerstone of the republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives, this Senate concurring. The Senate is now concurred with this. Okay, there's a Senate bill. Senate's on board. This is the sense of Congress that accept in response to an actual or imminent attack, that's ICBMs coming in, against the territory of the United States, the use of offensive military force by a president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress violates Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution, whereas constitutes an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. And it goes on. No debating. No debating. No, no, no. There is no discussion. This is high treason and beyond. This is treachery. Because you can argue it's not treason if you're really a foreign agent. It's espionage. Obama, Panetta, the brass that goes along with this are all guilty of espionage by the corporate crime syndicate mafia known as the New World Order. And I've had it. I want our republic back. If they get away with this, what do you think's next? Secret arrest of citizens, shut down of free speech, all of it, and all the bondage that comes with it. And I've sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance to these people. You're like, why are you getting upset? You men get upset for these times, not for going to some football game and getting angry. I'm skipping this break because I got a bunch of military officers and others calling in right now. Current Marine, Army, former retired officers, but I want to hear, we're going to go to, but I want to bring Watson up here. Watson, this is just, same thing in England, where you're at. They've signed over your country's control to the EU, and now they've signed it over to private banks. This is coup d'etat by banker. Obama launches banker coup over U.S. I mean, that's not words, that's what it is, Watson. How incredible is this?
Well, Alex, I think they're going to use it, even if they have a battle over it, and, you know, you win the right to not have the UN and NATO in control of US affairs, then they're just going to use that battle to then attack Syria without the UN. So you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
We are, Paul. We must have called. Did we call your cell phone?
No, it's the house phone.
I want to talk to you about this. I want to get you connected via Skype. I told him to get you on the phone because I wanted to tell you what I want, but your phone's really breaking up. Maybe back off of it a bit. Listen, we need to go with the headline and call this what it is. Globalist launch coup over U.S. seize war powers. Or globalist coup declares Congress dissolved. I mean, because, you know, they kept the Roman Senate around for hundreds of years, but it just wasn't there anymore. And that's what this is. You know, globalist coup d'etat. Congress declared completely ceremonial. I mean, I want the phone numbers to the House and the Senate. And I want to call on people to speak out against this. I mean, especially military officers that are, I mean, will they follow any order? Will they do anything they're told, Paul?
Well, it's amazing. I agree.
Well, the good news is I'm seeing the military comments all over different news sites, and they know it's wrong. But some of them are in there saying, I'm military, and the president is allowed to do this. And the U.N., we've signed treaties, so the U.N.'s above Congress. Congress can't shine away our authority. I mean, they can't pass a law saying black people are slaves. Again, laws that are fraudulent are null and void. All these years, Paul, we watched the world government be built. Now they're launching it. But simultaneously, we're kooks to talk about it, even as it happens, Paul.
The problem is, Alex, it'll be hijacked by all the neocons who will then say, right, now we've established the justification to attack Iran and Syria. We don't need the UN to do it. That's what they did for Iraq. So.
Well, I mean, that's the debate there, is that, oh, well, you know, the UN has said no to Syria because the Russians vetoed it, and so now they're saying that you know, Congress is like, well, we don't need the authority. And they're like, yeah, but we need the authority from the international community because they've signed on to that. But the lawyer trick is to set the precedent that Congress isn't involved. It's just incredible. It is so massive. Paul Watson, we need to get – I know you're churning articles out. You've got the article out, Pentagon launches desperate damage control over shocking Panetta testimony. It's got all the quotes and the video in there. And it's got Obama coming out saying he doesn't need Congress anymore with the White House press release. But you notice even in the Pentagon saying that they're clarifying it, they still imply they're getting the authority from the UN, and that's what Obama said in his letter.
Yeah, no, that's what he used to send a letter to Boehner, the Speaker of the House, last year, saying, I don't need Congress. I don't even need to think about the constitutional question. That was his paraphrased quote. And he said, I get my authority from the UN Security Council. So screw you, Congress, is basically what he said. And now they're doing it again.
But now they're marching into Congress with the generals all lined up, with wily looks, all telling Congress, no, you have no authority, when it's right in the Constitution.
Well, what's amazing is the fact that Sessions repeatedly, five or six times, said, yes, yes, but let's establish that Congress has the authority, and Panetta just would not acknowledge it. So then they had to put out this weak rebuttal today saying, oh, it was misinterpreted, and then just restating the fact that it wasn't misinterpreted. It's exactly how he said it.
Well, it's total treason. Out in the open, and if the military, I mean, I better see the military go public. I better see everybody in the military should shoot YouTube videos. It's your right and duty to hold up the Constitution and say Congress funds and directs and tells the president what to do. He then becomes commander in chief. And you can read what congressmen have said, that this is a high crime. You can read, and then let them try to go after you. You watch, they'll probably try behind the scenes to threaten you. Let them. I mean, how do you men and women go into combat and get given deadly shots and run up hills with a machine gun nest and all of this. But then when the country's in trouble, will you morally just say, I'm not going to be part of this treason? I mean, it's that simple. Look, I'm and don't say, oh, no, Alex, we could get in trouble. Folks, what do you think can happen to me? You just saw them kill Breitbart. My gut tells me they did. The evidence is there. You've seen all the other dirty tricks. They're trying to, you know, destroy Limbaugh right now. They're trying to arrest Rupert Murdoch. Not that those are even great guys, people like Rupert Murdoch. The point is, the old guard's getting thrown out. The new time's here. And we got a bunch of globalist revolutionary criminals that are, you know, engaged in all sorts of crimes, doing everything they can to bring this country down. And it's now time for people to put up or shut up. If you won't stand up to this, then just get ready, folks, because the sky's the limit. Paul Watson, when's the next big article coming out on the public coup launched, Congress declared ceremonial? Obama and UN declare Congress ceremonial. I mean, it's it. I mean, the country's gone. This is it. There's no debating. And watch. Notice all the censorship starting right now. Notice all the talk of secret arrest is starting. Notice the drones are in the skies and the army's at checkpoints and TSA's everywhere. Because they're getting ready to blow up a bunch of stuff, folks, false flags, and blame it on domestic groups. It's here. It's going to happen. Re-education camps, everything. Paul?
Yeah, it'll be out as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. There goes Paul Watson. All right. Let's go to the military calls here. We've got Sergeant in the National Guard, Dante. We've got TJ, retired officer military. We got Nathan, North Carolina, current Marine. We got Zachary, current National Guard. And we've got others coming in. Military, current officers especially, but former officers, to give your constitutional fact or statement. Current people, what are you going to do? I'm here saying call Congress. I'm here telling the military stand up and just speak out. I mean, this is brazenly illegal. Who do we go to first here? Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Nathan, who's a current Marine. Nathan, what is your take on this? Are you as concerned as I am, or is it good to have the UN openly telling Congress it doesn't matter?
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, Alex, this is so crazy. I'm totally agreeing with you 100% that I had hoped this day wouldn't come. I've been following you for about a year now, and every day it just gets worse, you know, to the point I've stopped watching every day because it's scary almost. I've been watching about once a week on the show, and stuff like that, and it's terrible, and I feel really small. It's not much I can do, you know. I tell everybody I can, but other than that, there's really not much else I can do, and I hope, like you said, that that it turns around or else this is going to get bad really quick.
Why do you think they would have Panetta and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the chairman come in and over again say, no, the UN gives us the authority for war? I mean, you could debate the president. Obviously, that's illegal. But now they're saying the UN and NATO? I mean, this is incredible.
This is really scary, Alex. Like, when Libya happened, I was all over that. Like, you know, obviously that's illegal. Obama got the Nobel Prize for Peace for that. Can you believe that? Anyways,
So you're a current Marine. Are other Marines concerned?
A few of them, yeah. It's not something you can really talk about unless you're behind closed doors here. But, yeah, I have a few supporters.
But, I mean, what if the president says start taking the guns? There's a point you're going to have to speak up. I mean, look, if the president says he gets his orders from the UN, is your chain of command the United Nations, soldier? That's what I'm asking you, Marine.
I will not ever fire an American citizen. I will never do that. If the order ever comes, I'm gone. I will not.
But I mean, that's the point we're at here, where they're saying the UN gives the president his orders when it's the Congress gives him his orders. I appreciate your call. Look, it's time to start bare minimum blacking out your face, you know, in shadow and doing YouTubes and talking about it. But I mean, what are they going to do to you if you publicly say the president gets his orders from the UN? I mean, you can't follow his orders. He's an open foreign espionage asset. It's a coup. Those aren't words, man. This is happening. The senators couldn't breathe. They were, I'm having trouble breathing. I mean, this is hardcore. Let's go to TJ, retired officer, and I'll go to current military. TJ, your take on this.
Alex Emery is TJ, and I'm retired Army Staff Sergeant, not an officer, but I've been an embassy liaison.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It's what it said on my computer screen. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. You're a great Signal Corps. You are the Signal Corps officer, but we can't win this without combat arms. That's armor, infantry, air defense. When we get these spray planes out of our sky, when we meet at every meeting in bellicose fashion, face-to-face with the county commissioners, et cetera, et cetera. And remember this, UN says on, and they are done and on. And I'll be fighting them on the 27th of March in a formal meeting. And I hope I got friends with me, but you got to have more than a Signal Corps. You got to have combat arms. when my
That's right.
Lord...
People have to be on the ground in the InfoWar, as Paul Revere is everywhere, pointing out the open traitors. The traitors are trying to hide it in plain view. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, and then I got a big, incredibly important nightly news this evening. They're launching a new propaganda effort to launch a full invasion of Central Africa and other areas. We're going to be breaking that down in some State Department propaganda we've discovered. We'll also be going more over this, but, you know, we can't get the military calls in because 9 out of 10 are people saying, well, I'm not military, I'm not current military, but I got a point I want to make. Folks, I'm going to institute full call screening if people just don't have basic respect here. You know, our country is in a deep crisis. I want to talk to current serving military and ask them if they're going to follow illegal orders, and if they realize how treasonous this is to have a coup d'etat with the Secretary of Defense, the President, the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying they take their orders from the UN and NATO. I need to hear from them. I need to hear what the military's saying. And the phone systems, of course, when we give the number out, just blast with literally hundreds of calls a minute. And I'm not trying to be mad at people. I'm glad you want to call in and say something. We can do that after we talk to the military. But don't call right now if you're not active in the military, because they can't get into the show. 800-259-9231. Of course, no one will listen to me. You'll just be hung up on, though, folks. So knock yourselves out. We've got Sergeant National Guard and another National Guard, Zachary. And if anybody can get in, I know I always get calls from troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and at bases. I want to hear from you. Let's go to Zachary, and then we'll go to Dante. Zachary, you're on the air. What's your take on the publicly announced coup d'etat hidden in plain view of the UN and NATO over America?
A pretty sad day for the Republic there, Mr. Jones. But I have a book that I got from, it's the Soldier's Handbook while I was at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, TRADOC pamphlet 600-4, 1 October 2003. And it says, loyalty, bear true faith and allegiance to the U.S. Constitution, the Army, your unit, and other soldiers. It goes on to say, to be loyal is to be unswerving in allegiance to the Constitution and completely faithful to the lawful government. Our absolute allegiance and faithfulness prevents us from misplacing our loyalties. And that was 2-2, the next page, 2-3. A loyal individual does the following, respects the Constitution and laws. And it goes on. But the next page, there's a quote for all military members calling in. It says, duty, fulfill your obligations. This is page 2-5. There's a quote from General John A. Wickham, former Army Chief of Staff. He says, the essence of duty is acting in the absence of orders or direction from others based on an inner sense of what is morally and professionally right. And it goes on from that quote, duty delineates the sum total of all laws, rules, etc., that make up our organizational, civic, and moral obligations. Our values originate with duty because, at a minimum, we expect all members of the Army to fulfill their obligations. We often expect individuals to exceed their duty, especially in ethical matters. And this certainly is an ethical matter.
Well, let me back up. You know, that's from 8-9 years ago.
This
I've
was,
seen
2003. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen and read on air stuff from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, where it's if a president ever tries to use you domestically, they are a traitor and a tyrant. Congress is in control of the military. The president, only commander in chief, once given a duly, you know, sworn bill of war, declaration of war, and so even what you're reading is okay, but nothing compared to the Constitution itself. Did you hear me earlier when I read from the Constitution where a president launching a military operation without full congressional authorization is engaged in a high crime and misdemeanor? I mean, though the Constitution tells you what it is, but look, it's bad enough to have a president saying, I do what I want militarily. Again, this is them saying the UN is the authority and NATO. I mean, what that may, the president saying that in the chain of command, see, until about 50 years ago, they taught, until about the Korean War, actually, they taught Congress is at the top of chain of command, then the president, then down to you. Since then, well, the president during a war, then they kind of blurred that. And then now, well, we get authorizations, not declarations. And then now they're saying, listen, Congress, Congress is like, but we are who gives you the authorization, correct? And the SecDef says, no, the UN. I'm going to play it here in a minute. But, I mean, what do you make of that? If that is just... that is off the charts right there. I mean, just because it's the UN or NATO, how about saying Russia gives them the orders or China or you know, Martians for that matter? I mean, do you see what I'm saying? This is globalism. This is world government. This is a global government coup in our face, sir.
Absolutely. And as Mayor Amschel Rothschild said, give me the power to coin a nation's currency and I care not who makes its laws. And, of course, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto is for a private central bank. The whole system is corrupt. Knowledge is power. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And if that is true, and I'm certain it is, then the media would never tell us the whole truth to anything because we might start to understand the true nature of our predicament. And thanks to you and your show and all the guests that you have on, we understand that humanity's under attack and the whole bioethicist, eugenicist thing that you're talking about. Hey, they've used the troops to test vaccines on us. There have been soldiers that had the full barrage of vaccinations over in Desert Storm, you know, that never went over. But yet they came down with the same Gulf War syndrome as soldiers who went over.
Oh, it's on record. Listen, and they lie to you and say, you don't have any rights. We're going to test experimental shots on you. They can only make you take totally approved vaccines. And there's only about 15 or so that are on the FDA recommended list. So when they test all this dengue fever and this and that and smallpox, anthrax shots, but it killed so many people, so many people dropped dead from the shots, they had to suspend both of those. But let me ask you this question. You're a sergeant in the National Guard. Obviously, you've got to know, and you're calling in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Maine.
Okay, so you're calling in from Maine. All I know is around here they're having National Guard do checkpoints and show up at events to acclimate us. I mean, are you guys getting more riot control? Are you seeing evidence of them gearing you up for domestic operations?
Well, I can't really speak too much for that. I've worked crowd control at a naval base for an air show, but that's about all.
Yeah, that's
all
one
I've
thing on a base is fine, yeah. But, I mean, you see, like, Army Times saying they're going to use the military domestically against citizens, right?
Oh, I've read it. I keep up to date with the stuff that you post, and certainly it was concerning seeing that kite festival that you posted there. And
In Austin, let me ask you this. Are the people in the military around you, in the Army, National Guard, are they starting to realize something's not right?
Well, yeah, there definitely is a vibe there. There's certainly some of us that are more awake than others and certainly have questioned for quite some time now the official myth of September 11th and what went down on that day. And it's pretty obvious we're being lied to. And I commend all the work that you've done and the people that are speaking out to bring justice to what happened. And thank you for bringing that Syria blogger on the other day. It was great to listen to her and her perspective. And
well, let me ask you this question, Zachary, in closing. We'll go to others. And I, again, appreciate you taking the time out to call. What should the military do? I mean, if I was in the military, especially an officer, because you've got more responsibilities, as you know, to duty than just enlisted, and I've sworn an oath to protect the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic, and the cornerstone of treason is a president declaring he controls the military and can do whatever he wants. And then it goes beyond that, saying foreign powers controlling, which is even worse if it's possible. I mean, what country's ever had a president or leader that's an actual foreign agent? It's one thing to have your own dictator, but then the person taking on despotic powers is a foreign agent and says so to their bosses in the Congress. When it comes to military matters, you know, you don't give the president the power of the military unilaterally because you can't be trusted with it. You've got to share that and have checks and balances. I mean, it is the worst case of out-in-the-open treason I can imagine, and it's flaunted openly, and the New York Times has a little footnote about, oh, there's a little fight between the legislative and executive about who runs things. It's like, oh, the price of tea in China discussion, like it's no big deal. And then, it's exhausting me mentally.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is exhausting, but to answer your question there about, you know, ideally what should be done is the example that was set a couple of weeks ago in Afghanistan with the Quran burning. You had all those people in the streets, you know, protesting and voicing their, concerns over that. And it would never happen, but if people dressed in uniform went down to the federal buildings or wherever and had signs in uniforms and said it's treason, you know, have the quotes from the guy there, Panetta. You know, we don't answer to the UN. You know, if we get on the streets en masse and just said, hey, we've had enough, we're not doing it.
Well, I'll tell you where the digital streets are, YouTube, letters to the editor. And then if they try to go after somebody, you've got congressmen coming out saying it's a high crime. And you're like, look, my so-called commander-in-chief, who's not your commander-in-chief because there's no declared war, is telling me he gets orders from the UN. The UN and NATO is not in my chain of command. It doesn't command America. God bless you. I appreciate you calling. I mean, we've got, now that the gauntlet's down, I mean, they're not hiding this. And they're saying the UN runs America and that Congress doesn't count. I mean, come on. Congress and the House and Senate have finally introduced legislation saying we might impeach you. You've got to do that. I mean, even that corrupt body knows this. This is incredible. Can you imagine the Russians, as corrupt as their government is, coming out, a Russian president, saying to the Duma, to their Congress, I'm going to launch a war in, say, Georgia or Chechnya or Ukraine or against Poland. And the Duma says, well, you didn't get authorization from us. And they say, oh, but I got it from the USA. Or I got it from China. Or I got it from Bangladesh. I mean, it would be instantly there'd be an outcry from the Russians. They'd be in the streets. The military would outcry. They would arrest Putin like that. Just boom. He'd be arrested or his helicopter would blow up. That's how the Russians do it. He would die. Alexander Lebed was caught sneaking around working with the West and his helicopter blew up. But again, we're not dealing with puppet presidents here. Obama is just a little corporate whore, New World Order lawyer. It's a bunch of lawyers, man. And they create these international bodies and have traitors sign over. Like a lawyer stealing your portfolio, or you got a trust and the lawyer signs your house over to themselves. That happens all the time. That's what they've done. They just sign America over and sit there arrogantly like the pigs they are in front of Congress. And the Congress is like, well, we know we're just little sellout criminals that you've got blackmailed for insider trading, but don't publicly announce we don't run anything now. That's embarrassing. I want to feel powerful at the country club today playing golf. Panetta's like, yeah, you don't run jack squat, pal. I haven't even gotten to the video yet. It's at Infowars.com. I'm exhausted now. I don't know how I'm going to do the nightly news. I'm beyond angry. It is just, it's ridiculous. It's like, it'd be like if you're walking down the street and they had babies out live, hanging by their feet, and were saying, hey, you want some fresh meat? And they were chopping babies up like fish with big meat cleavers. And everybody's just walking by with shopping bags going up and it's being wrapped in white paper. I mean, it's that crazy. And everybody just goes along with their business like, oh, it's no big deal. Secretary of Defense, Obama, all of them say the UN, tell us what to do. It's nothing. And it's like England. 80%+ of their laws are now made by foreign EU, which isn't even the EU countries. That's made by the bureaucracy. And the EU countries are being told now, foreign banks run us, and you have no national sovereignty. And the military and police are following orders, and NATO controls Europe and says they're the world army now. It's the global government army, and our army is part of it. And those generals sit there getting off on it and showing satisfaction when Panetta tells them, we take our orders from NATO and the UN. And I'm watching the generals, and I'm watching their adjuncts behind them and their minions, and they all look like Cheshire cats, so satisfied. Oh, man, these people are traitors. I mean, and I don't just use that word. These are enemies of our country. I'm getting a headache. Dante, Sergeant in the National Guard. Sir, what is your take on this? I mean, am I wrong, or is it good to have the Secretary of Defense and Obama announce we follow the UN? They're our boss now.
Well, I guess if you're following the Communist Manifesto, that'd be a good thing to have, Alex. But for the rest of us over here that actually value our liberty and our freedoms and actually try to stand up to that type of tyranny, it's not a good thing at all. And I've actually been I've been following the show since I was about 15 years old. I'm 21 now, and I've held public screenings. I've held public viewings. I've spoken to my soldiers, the people in my direct chain of command. And for the most part, outside of the people in my direct community where I rest my head at, it's like a joke to a lot of the people in my unit. They're just like, okay, haha, I'm going to go home and go to sleep now. You know, it's okay because it's the president. He knows what he's doing. If you don't trust him, you should get out of the military. Well, I'm not in the military for the commander and the chief. I'm in the military to defend my country. I, that's just why I joined.
Oh, yeah, there was a debate in Germany about, no, you're supposed to follow the Constitution, the Weimar Republic, the Reichstag, and then Hitler had them all change the oath to him. And so I guess that's what they – wow, so you're saying they're ready to do it. They're ready to do whatever they're told.
I mean, here in Jersey, there's different units. My unit in particular – let's say out of 100,000 guys, let's just use that number, out of 100,000, about 75,000 would probably just stand there and do what they're told because, you know, their mentality is, okay, whatever, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go home. And I'm looking at these guys like, what are you going to do when the areas that are being targeted and the people that are being groped and the weapons that are being taken are yours? What are you going to do then? And they're looking at me like, oh, this guy's a nut. It'll never happen. And, you know, I'm already under surveillance as it is, Alex. My first tour to Iraq was in 08-09. You know, I was under surveillance for listening to the Alex Jones show overseas. Just because I'm Muslim, they thought I was going to do something crazy. I came back. Now I'm about to go over to Afghanistan again to put my life on the line for the bull mess. And I'm under surveillance again. I get followed home sometimes. My roommate's been followed home sometimes. My girlfriend, you know, it's ridiculous, Alex. And I'm not going to stand for it. I dare somebody to tell me to turn a weapon on an innocent U.S. citizen or start confiscating weapons, especially in a state where you have to go through 6 to 7 month trials to be able to carry a weapon with a permit or even purchase a rifle or a shotgun to go hunting. So I wish somebody would.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. That's a sad testament that 70%+ think everything's a joke. But remember, it's always the minority, the 3 to 5% that says no to tyranny. All I know is that they're not announcing this to the Senate for no reason. Everything is thought out by Panetta and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The fact that they would march in there in front of their bosses, our representatives that work for us, we're at the top of the pyramid in this country, then the Congress, then the President, then the courts. The fact that they would do that, the fact that they, it just shows that they're getting ready to pull the trigger on some big stuff. There is some good news. In the House and Senate, legislation has been introduced by Republicans and Democrats to begin the process of impeachment against Barack Hussein, the traitor Obama.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What is it good for? What is it good for?
Now, I would just change the song to say preemptive war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. You lose the moral authority, and you become the enemy. You know, again, this is not our government. It's illegitimate, but it dresses like us. It acts like us. That's why Cicero, you guys reprint me the full Cicero quote on the traitor. Cicero, the traitor is the plague. That'll bring it up. Roman philosopher, historian. The traitor knows how to dress like you, talk like you, talk like us. And that's all this is treason by lawyers. And again, I'm going to play it in the next hour. The video is up at Infowars.com, the audio, the transcript. I've read from it. Members of Congress and the House and Senate have introduced legislation putting him on notice of moves for impeachment. If the president won't just say, yes, Congress gives me the authority to launch wars, but Obama wouldn't say it last year. And I was like, wow, that's big. And now he's saying it again to their faces. That's putting them on notice. That's a legal precedent. And it is, by every historical measurement, a coup against the Republic. A coup by a dictator if Obama tried it. But it's a foreign coup. Here's the Daily Mail. I won't follow Obama's unlawful orders. Marine could be disciplined over Facebook outbursts. The Marine Corps is looking into whether Sergeant Gary Stein broke military rules when he declared on Facebook that he would not follow orders from the Commander-in-Chief, President Obama. While Stein softened his statement on the Armed Forces Tea Party Patriot page to say that he would not follow unlawful orders, military observers say he may have gone too far. It's all part of discipline. And what did he specifically say he wouldn't follow? See, they don't even want you to know in here what it is that he said. Is he even talking about this? Let them start trying to discipline people that say they won't follow orders from the UN. He says, Armed Forces, Tea Party, and myself has gone and rubbed some people the wrong way with the Marine Corps. Someone is mad because of a comment I stated Obama was a domestic enemy of our oath speaks of. It was not meant to be disrespectful towards the president. Well, he's not our president. He is a globalist operative, although we do believe that his policies are crippling this country. So I'm sure this has to do with energy or something like that. Again, that's a complete side issue. Thank you, guys. Now, that's a complete side issue that dude brought in here, but I'm glad he did bring it in. Obama is a nothing puppet. All right, I see that we have Martinez, who's a Marine. We have Mike in New York, who's U.S. Army. We haven't talked to regular Army yet. It's been a bunch of National Guard. Dustin in Texas, who's Army. Private J, National Guard. Some other Marines and people. I'm going to get to all of you. I've done 1 hour and 57 minutes of radio and haven't really plugged anything. Lately, you've noticed I'm not even plugging books, videos, InfoWarsTeam.com, because I'm just, the news is so insane. And the guys come to me and say, hey, we're not selling a lot of books and videos, and all we're selling is the InfoWars business cards at cost. So you just know that the tank's not being replenished. If you believe in what we're doing, want tools to wake people up, we've got books, videos, T-shirts, bumper stickers, everything at InfoWars.com, or call 888-253-3139. We have Romans 13 book out, how they're using the churches to brainwash the military and police and public to submit to tyranny. Bloodlines Illuminati, the new Thrive film, Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21, the Survivor's book. It's all there, InfoWars.com. Or 888-253-3139. And there's the InfoWars Nightly News 5 nights a week. And all my films and more. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day. We're going to do a 15-day free trial right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and help continue building this news organization. By the way, there's big announcements to shut down alternative media. I haven't even gotten to that yet. More of your calls in 60 seconds. Please stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.